ओम शांति। 14th August 2018, ट्यूसडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस, स्मृति स्वरूप, हु डिसर्न्स बिटवीन द वेस्टफुल एंड द पावरफुल बाय बीइंग सीटेड ऑन द सीट ऑफ अ पावरफुल स्टेज। The essence of this knowledge is to become an embodiment of remembrance. Before performing any task, first of all sit on the stage of a powerful stage with this blessing and discern whether that task is wasteful or powerful and then act. After performing that deed, check whether all the three stages of that act, beginning, middle and end, were powerful. The seat of a powerful stage is the seat of a swan, and its speciality is the power to discern. With the power of discernment, you will always have the stage of an elevated being who follows the highest code of conduct, Maryada Purushottam, and you will continue to move forward. So the essence of this knowledge is what? What is the sar? What is the essence of this knowledge? Smriti Swarup, to become an embodiment of remembrance. So Baba is saying this is a blessing you have received, to become embodiment of remembrance. So there are two things to be done. The first thing is, before performing any act and after performing an act, those who are Smriti Swarup, those who are embodiment of remembrance, they will do two things. Before performing any act, just decide or discern whether that task is going to be waste or powerful. This decision has to be taken. Is it going to help me make my stage powerful, or is it going to make my sthiti weak? It all depends on the thought. What sort of thought you have? A weak thought leads to weak action. A strong thought leads to strong actions. It could be anything, right from physical health, mental health, social health, moral health, spiritual health, anything. Any weak thought at any of these levels will cause resultant weakness. So whether the thought is weak, so the result would be weakness. If the thought is powerful, the result would be strength. It all depends. In today's Murli, Sakar Murli Baba said, everything depends on your Purusharth. Madar, the total basis, the foundation of everything of this Brahmin life is the Purusharth. So, decide. Whatever I think, or whatever I speak, or whatever I do, is it weak or strong? If it is weak, the result would be weakness. If it is strong, the result would be feeling of strength. Another thing, after performing the task, then what to do? Check whether all the three stages, beginning, middle and end, Adi, Madhya and Ant, were all these three things were powerful? For example, somebody goes to service or seva. He sits and he starts his work in any department. So, This is the first few hours, middle hours, and the late hours of the work. More often than not, these would be powerful beginning. These become weak. Weakness starts somewhere here. And the end is dangerous sometimes. Because sometimes beginning itself is weak. It is possible. But usually this is powerful. This strength gradually decreases. And here one is most irritable. Because the work increases, the tasks increases, multitaskings, and there are people sitting always to irritate. Fights, color clash in today's Sakar Murli. Baba said, so much fights and disturbances in the world. Utensils get dried up. So check these two things before performing the task. There is something known as impulsive actions. Impulsive actions means those actions which are done without pre-thought, pre-meditation, pre-planning. There is no preparedness. So when goes and jumps, so these are the tasks many times one has to repent. If we go across all the jails of the world and we meet prisoners, so they say that we don't know why we did that. It was not our intention. But in a fit of rage, in that moment, they did it without thinking, without thought, impulsive action, and now whole life repentance. So before performing any tasks, just stop for a while and think, is it going to be wasteful or powerful? Is it going to improve my jnana, yoga, sthiti, or it is going to waste? So this is an important thing. And the most important task nowadays is social media. Is it going to help me? Is it going to waste my time, my energy, my thought, my powers? The time of this age is to accumulate spiritual powers. And instead of doing that, if somebody is dissipating his powers or wasting his powers, he cannot be called clever or intellectual person. You should have the intellect that discerns that. Yesterday Baba said, your intellect should be like that of a businessman. He knows what is the loss, what is the benefit. He knows the credit and debit. He knows everything. Vyapar buddhi. What are the losses? What are the benefits? In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, if you contribute towards establishment of heaven, you will get profit, izafa. So what I am doing, whatever I do, that should contribute towards the building of purity, new world. That should be a service. All tasks, mental, verbal, or speech, or anything, should be service. So waste or powerful, this is a decision one has to take before doing anything. And second, after doing a little checking. What checking? How was the sthiti? How was the stage? Starting, in the middle, and the end. For example, somebody is working from 9 to 5. So what is the stage in first few hours, then middle hours, and last few hours? So he remained the same powerful as before. Or I remember long back, many years back, we had a doctor in some village where I was working, and there used to be 300 patients every day in his OPD. 300 patients, sometimes more. He was very famous. So I was posted there in that village with him. And I saw that his stage while seeing the first patient and his stage while seeing the last patient is same. If you go to government hospitals, there is so much rush, people get irritated. I have seen doctors fighting. They just push the patients, go away. Till 50 patients, their stage is okay. Till the time, 50 patients, it's okay. How are you? And lot of love and lot of affection for the patient. But once 50 is crossed, then just don't ask. They become irritated. And after 100, even before he tells anything, they write the prescription and it is there in their hand. Multivitamins and handover. Don't ask. It is written already. So much irritation after a particular time. In the morning hours, the stage is okay. Sato Pradhan. In the daytime, we pass through 3 stages. In our work hours. Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Tamo means one gets tired. One gets lazy also. In between excitement, Rajo Pradhan. Rajo comes. And Sato, I am angel. Just now I heard Murli and had breakfast in Baba's remembrance. And entering the department, I am an angel of light. And maintaining that stage for a few hours. And then the disturbance starts. And then the thorns and the people come to irritate. And then somebody doesn't obey, and somebody doesn't do the task, and somebody has taken leave without asking, and there is a disturbance in the work, and there is somebody who is coming all of a sudden and starts blaming, it's because of you, you did this, you should have understood, and then somebody, you get a call from the boss, and scolding for no reason, and everything falls down. So daytime also, we pass through Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. And then once the task ends, again the cycle revolves. I am an angel of light. Circle. This is finished. So again you come to the same powerful stage after finishing the tasks. So the essence of knowledge is to become embodiment of remembrance. Remember him as far as possible, as many times as possible, in as many places as possible, with all your strength, with all your might, with all your soul, with all your mind. So before performing any task, first of all, sit on the stage of a powerful stage with this blessing and discern. And decide whether that task is wasteful or powerful, and then act. Premeditated tasks. Then, after performing that deed, check whether all the 3 stages of that particular act, if that act is of 6 hours, if that seva was of 8 hours, if that seva of 2 hours, 1 hour, check. Throughout those 6 hours, how was the stage? Was it the same when I started the work and when I ended? Or there were a lot of upheavals and ups and downs in that task? The seat of a powerful stage is the seat of a swan. And its speciality is the power to discern. Hans Asan. Hans Asan means just as a swan has a power to discern what is pebble and what is pearl, what is milk and what is water, nirshir. With the power of discernment, you will always have the stage of an elevated being. You will always have a stage of a maryada purushottam. And you will continue to move forward. This is how you move forward. This moving forward in spirituality is very slow, inch by inch. It's not that suddenly one moves. It's very inch by inch. Very slowly one goes. And suddenly then there is a jump to some high point. But this jump will not come suddenly. First, gradually, you keep on moving. And sometimes it may appear that we have reached a plateau. No improvement in spiritual life. Same Amrit Vela, same Murli churning, same anxiety, same fears, and stage is same. Same reaction to situations. There's no change. And we feel rather than going, the graph going up, the graph is rather going down. So the path of spirituality is not so easy. One moves every day there is improvement of thought. The thought increases. The perspective broadens. The understanding grows deeper. The way we reacted 10 years back, now we are not reacting in that manner. Earlier we used to wilt, get angry, unhappy. In today's Murli also Baba said, do not get upset with anyone. Rather, you have to make everybody laugh. You have to make everyone laugh. Don't get upset. So, there is a sanskar of getting upset with every small thing. Smallest thing. Somebody said something, upset. Somebody did not behave properly, upset. Somebody scolded, upset. Somebody got upset with us, that's why upset. Not giving? Recognition, achievement is not recognized. Praise is not given. Or not given proper respect. Our speciality is rather suppressed. Our skills are not utilized in the manner we want them to be utilized. So, all these things are very small. They are happening at this corporeal level. The soul, a yogi who lives in that soul world for a long time, a yogi for whom this world is a very small thing, a plaything, something which is happening down, and he is comes here only for a very small time to play the part. 10% only is here. 90% somewhere else. With that 10% he is doing everything. All the job, all the work, all the speaking, all the speeches and everything. While 90% is above. Gupt. One of the greatest speciality of Mamma, the greatest, was her Gupt Purusharth. What drills, what plannings she would have in her mind, she would not tell. They were very deep and much beyond the other people to understand even. Her Purusharth was absolutely secret, which she herself alone knew what it was and how she was doing. So, The disturbance, they are just on the surface. Whatever that is happening with this body is there, and I am away here. Body is there. It is sick, it is ill. That mind is there. Somebody is mistreating mal. Somebody is not giving proper respect, or not speaking well, or disturbing, or causing irritation, or doing many other disturbances. But I am not that. I am away. In the Upanishads, they talk of two birds. One bird is above and one bird is below, on the below twig. So this bird, the bird which is above, is calm and quiet. It's not speaking anything. It is not eating the fruit of that tree. But the bird below is very nimble, chanchal. It's going from one branch to another, one twig to another, and sometimes eat one fruits and get happy because it is sweet. And sometimes eats another fruit, but it gets unhappy because it is bitter. So every time it is happy or every time it is unhappy, it looks up and sees that bird. But that bird is same, unruffled, calm, quiet, tranquil, maintaining in its serenity. And every time it wonders, oh, like that bird is still the same. And this bird, which is below, it's sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. And then gradually it starts the journey to that bird which is above. And goes up and up and up and up and up. And realizes that bird is me. And that was just the reflection. Tattvamasi. You are that. Thou art that. I am that. Hamso, soham. I am that. I am not this one. This was a reflection. But I am that ultimate. So this analogy is given in Upanishads. So I am sitting above. And what? The one who is below. This is just a reflection. A duplicate copy. I am originally here. Duplicate is below. Pseudo man. The false man. The true man is above. The pure man is above. This is impure man. Just as we have Spider-Man, He-Man, and Batman, and Shaktiman, and Superman. So here it is pure man. It's pure man. So pure man is above. Just as that Superman has got about unlimited powers. They talk of unlimited powers. Main are 7, but unlimited. So this pure man also has got some powers. So some other day we will discuss what are the superpowers of pure man. Superpowers of pure man. Just as there are superpowers of Superman, or He-Man, or Batman, Spider-Man, or Shaktiman, whatever. So here also it's like that. So do all these things today. Before doing the task and after doing the task. Om Shanti.